This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Fill-in guest host for The Dan Patrick Show, Seton Pauley, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly, ready to go. Talking some football, talking some baseball, and whatever else falls in between the cracks. You can get in touch with the program, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. You can email, you can also tweet, you can do all the above, at DP Show on Twitter, 877-3DP-SHOW. You can watch on Peacock all 3 hours, and you can do so for free. Just download the app, and you can watch the program live as it happens, part of the Fox Sports Radio lineup and our friends at iHeartRadio and Premier. We'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming preseason football. And for the most part, it's been a strong start for this year's class of rookie quarterbacks. And I know it's just preseason, but we get excited because we love the possibility, the potential. You know, we want change. Every year we want change. We want the rookie quarterback to come in and play. And it's no surprise that the quarterbacks are coming into the league now more ready than ever, because the NFL is more like college because they've adopted a lot of the different philosophies that they have. This goes back, you know, probably the last 25 years. Spread offenses, this is what college football was doing. And fan bases want change. Chicago wants Justin Fields. San Francisco, they want Trey Lance. The Jets, they got Zach Wilson. New England, they're excited about Mac Jones. Trevor Lawrence, who plays tonight, struggled a little bit, but maybe he should be okay as a rookie. And I don't know if it translates to success in the regular season, because that's a different question. We want the rookie in there. If I said to Bears fans, you could be worse but have Justin Fields, or you could be better and have Andy Dalton. If I said, hey, the Bears are going to go 10-7 with Andy Dalton, 7-10 with Justin Fields, Bears fans would probably go, well, we might sneak into the playoffs, but we'd probably want to see Justin Fields. The quicker he gets acclimated to playing in the NFL, the better we're going to be in the long haul, right? Jimmy Garoppolo is probably a better option for the 49ers right now. I mean, this is a guy who was a couple of incomplete passes away from winning a Super Bowl. He probably gives you a better chance to make the playoffs, and you're a Super Bowl caliber team. But if you ask the Niners and you ask their fans, oh my God, Trey Lance, did you see him? Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to start the season. Andy Dalton's going to start the season. The question is, how long does it take before the rookie gets in there? The Jets are basically saying, we don't have a backup here. Zach Wilson's playing. Now, I still think the Jets should go out and try to trade for Nick Foles. Give Zach Wilson somebody who can mentor him a little bit. Now, there are guys who can be coaches and tell you, quarterback coaches, but I need somebody who's playing the game, has played the game, somebody who's won a Super Bowl, just to help you. Because there are going to be moments where Zach Wilson goes, what am I doing? And by the way, for the Jets fans, you had a great weekend. You know, it's strange when you go, man, the Jets had an unbelievable weekend. It's August. Yes, that's how bad it's been for the Jets. Hey, when's the best moments you've had as a Jets fan? Oh, I remember 2021 in August, Zach Wilson threw a couple of touchdown passes against the Packers. It was great. There's no other fan base that feels this way. Zach Wilson looked good. It's preseason. I don't know if anything translates into the regular season, though. The expectations, they grow a little bit faster than they should because drafting a quarterback used to be a long-term plan. It's not. It's basically a three-year plan because then you know exactly what you have and then you start making plans to bring in the next quarterback or you sign him up to that long-term deal. But it looks like these teams have chosen some pretty promising young quarterbacks. I mean, even Mac Jones had 1 year at Alabama. And by all accounts, he has looked really good with the New England Patriots. Plus, I always love this. Every single year you hear the following. Cam Newton is working on his footwork in the pocket. Every year. And then what happens? He's most dangerous when he runs. This has nothing to do with his, man, his footwork. He's really improving. He's not improving his footwork. Yes, Eaton.
Maybe we're just misinterpreting it because I believe footwork is an important part of running.
Mm.
So maybe he's just been working on his footwork in that regard.
Okay. Well, thank you, Seton.
Yeah.
Thank you, Seton. All right, McLovin, you got a poll question for us today.
Okay. This is a Pauly special. Which rookie QB would you pay to see play tonight, say hypothetically? Trevor Lawrence, who will play, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, or Mac Jones?
Who would I rather see? But are they going to play the entire game? I think that's the key. If they play the whole game.
Yeah, you get to see a bunch of them.
All right. I probably want to see Trey Lance because I still think this is what I like about this situation. Kyle Shanahan has a nice car in the garage. Jimmy Garoppolo. Nice car. Good gas mileage. It's kind of a sporty car. Not expensive. Not too expensive. Well, actually, he is expensive. But you didn't spend a lot of money on the car. At least you shouldn't. Now you get Trey Lance where you go, man, I got this turbo Porsche, and I don't even know what to do with it. Like, how often can I drive this thing? But I got that Porsche in the garage. I got a turbo 911 ready to bring it out. It is shiny. It is nice. But I got that other car that's really good. It gets me from point A to point B. Kyle Shanahan wants to bring the Porsche out. How much mileage do you put on that thing? When can you really start to get it to redline a little bit? Let's take it out. Let's get it up there. Let's see what it can do. And then once you see what it can do, then you're going to go, wow, this is fun. Kyle Shanahan, Sean Payton, they love this. I got a new toy. I got this car. It's good. But I got this new toy over here. And you don't want to, it's like when you get a puppy and you already have a dog. Man, you love that puppy. Now, the other dog, he's fine. You know, he's nine. He's nice. He's a good dog. Man, that puppy. Oh, that puppy's so cute. That's what they have. You have puppies here. Now you have a nice dog, but you got a puppy. Man, we want to play with the puppy. That's what these offensive-minded guys want to do. Just give me a chance. Speaking of puppies, segue, Penny's Bang Biscuits. Make sure you pick up a bag. Man, we love what we've done with this. Healthy, all-natural ingredients. And 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales are given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry. Named after Penny, our house dog here, who's a rescue. Available on danpatrick.com. All right, McLovin, what do you have other than that? I would say if you want to put that up,
yeah.
Peter King will join us coming up in a little bit.
I have another question. Seton brought up, all we're hearing about this offseason is backup quarterbacks.
Mm.
What is more important, a backup quarterback, a good backup quarterback, I'll give you Nick Foles, or let's say a good wide receiver number three? Like, where do you invest? What's a more important thing to have?
Well, I'd have to know who my starter is and how reliable he is. Is he injury prone? Like, Dallas has a situation here. The Falcons have a situation now. The Jets, I think, have a situation. Kind of think if anybody else has something that's really front burner issue. Yeah, McLeod.
Well, Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, depending on when Carson Wentz is available. And even your backups, you're not quite sure what you have. But you need a backup quarterback for Carson Wentz. You're going to need that. And if you have two backup quarterbacks, chances are you don't have one. Like, you need a 1B to your 1A. Yeah, McLovin.
So would you give up, say, a fourth-round pick for Nick Foles or even maybe Andy Dalton or Jimmy G if you're one of these teams?
I don't think you're getting Jimmy
oh,
G.
Okay.
No, no.
How about a second-round pick for Jimmy G?
No. Like, he's too expensive. And, you know, Jimmy G is not going to go from nearly winning a Super Bowl and he's going to be a backup quarterback. Can't see that happening. Not yet. In a couple of years, probably so. I mean, he could be a Joe Flacco kind of guy. But Flacco won a Super Bowl. I just think, and if I'm in a situation like the Bears are with Nick Foles, I know somebody is going to give me something of value here. Or I could trade Andy Dalton. But somebody is going to give me something of value here because there's not that many really good backup quarterbacks. They might not be ready to start again, but you need to have that assurance there. You need to have that guy in the quarterback room who can help and doesn't get offended if he doesn't get to play. And Andy Dalton is probably not at that point. He probably still thinks, hey, I'm going to start opening week for the Bears. Whereas Nick Foles probably would go, all right, I'll resign myself to the fact that my age, I can be a backup quarterback and maybe help Zach Wilson with the Jets. What else do you have?
Okay, which NFL offseason thing do we overhype the most? NFL preseason, scouting combine, draft, schedule, release night. I'm just basically asking, are we overhyping this preseason?
Yes, we do this every year. Because they're rookie quarterbacks. If you didn't have any quarterbacks who could potentially start, and we're talking about Jamar Chase's drops for the Bengals, like, nobody cares. Like, we're talking COVID, we're talking taunting, and we're talking a whole lot about quarterbacks and rookie quarterbacks. Dak Prescott's arm, Aaron Rodgers' future, Ben Roethlisberger's future. This is what we talk about. And next year, it'll be a new wave of quarterbacks. It'll be, is Ben still in Pittsburgh? Is Aaron Rodgers still in Green Bay? Like, this is what we talk about. And somehow we'll find a way to work Dak Prescott and the Cowboys into the conversation, whether he's injured or not, because the Cowboys get clicks. What else?
By the way, Twitter does not help Jamar Chase in Cincinnati because we get to see every drop he makes.
I know.
Are you worried?
I don't care. I don't root for the Bengals. Like, do I want to see him play well? Because I thought he was going to play well because I was told that he was a better wide receiver than Devontae Smith. Yeah, you know, I would. By the way, I have some information on the, remember when I told you it was July 27th, I said, you know, I'm hearing Big Ten, Pac-12, there could be a merger there, an alliance there. They want to protect the Rose Bowl. Well, we've seen that that's happening. Now we brought in the ACC. Have some information on that coming up at a little bit later on of, you know, the TV contract part of this, which is really interesting. But have a source who gave me some information on this and some other things that is attached to this. But it goes back to what I've been telling you all along. You're going to have superpowers. Now, we thought maybe you'd have three different super leagues. Now it looks like you're going to have two. And we're going to have 50 schools that are going to be playing for the national championship with 12 to 16. It's going to be the NFL, a little bit larger NFL. But the Big 12 is really the curiosity here. And I was told there's no interest in the Big 12. Not at all. Because the schools don't align with the ACC and the Big 10 and the Pac-12 with the educational part of this, which I know nobody's talking about. It's amazing. If these schools were really good at football, and then they'd probably go, well, that's okay. I mean, you know, their standards aren't as high as USC's or Michigan's or whatever program, Wake Forest, you want to put in here. But I was told that there is no interest. The only interest would be with Kansas because of Kansas basketball. That's it. No interest. Maybe you get an outlier here, but from what I'm told, ACC, Pac-12, Big Ten, they're not interested in what's going on with the Big 12. Notre Dame is the one I'm trying to get some information on. And my source is going to try to come up with, because Notre Dame officials were out last week. And where does Notre Dame fit in on all of this? Is Notre Dame going to stay an independent where everybody else is kind of been brought together, whether you're in the SEC or you're in this merger here, this alliance between the Big Ten, Pac-12, and the ACC? Notre Dame might stay an independent here for a few years. Yeah, Paul.
I was thinking that with Notre Dame, they if they join a conference, they don't control their schedule anymore. I know they still control their TV rights, the NBC stuff, but if they join a conference, they dipped their toe in the ACC the past couple of years, but they half dipped it in so they could still control most of their schedule. I think that's what they love. So they could play all over the country, not in a section of the country.
But this also helps because Notre Dame, if you're in this alliance, would give you coast to coast. That's what a lot of these schools want. You want to dip into Florida. You want to dip into Texas. You want to dip into California. That's really important for all of these schools to have some kind of foothold that you're able to go in. You're going to play games there. Notre Dame has a lot of rivalries that are they've been playing since Newt Rockne was there. And, you know, do you want to give those up? How many games would you have to play? Could you play? Like, there's still a lot to be worked out here. But I'm trying to get a little more information on Notre Dame and the time frame. I don't think Notre Dame does anything now. But I would say by 2026, Notre Dame could be knee-deep in this. Paulie, write that down.
I'll check you in 5 years.
In fact, I have something I'm going to predict for 2026. I'll have that for you. Yes, I'll have that for you coming up. This program brought to you by M-Drive, the supplement for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone levels, boosting energy and strength. Visit mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. The great Peter King will join us coming up next. It's approaching 17 after the hour on this Monday. Great to be back. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Discover the Discover credit card. Mine was on fire. Well, not because of me, but because others in my family were using the Discover credit card. You Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. There's no limit on how much you can earn, which is amazing. Even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. In fact, my daughters were letting me know there's a lot of places in Salt Lake City that take it. Believe it or not. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. Learn more, discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Say good morning to Logan, Utah, KLGN, Ithaca, New York, WYXL, Hyannis, Massachusetts, 96.3. Thanks for being on board. Nearly 400 cities around America carrying this program. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, and financial support crew, go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. He's Peter King, the must-read column, Football Morning in America, also working for NBC Sports. Visited the Vikings, the Buccaneers, got to speak with Tom Brady, went to the Jags camp, spoke with Urban Meyer, and the Saints situation, their quarterback situation there, and he was at the Steelers as well. The peripatetic Peter King back on the program. Pete, good to have you back. If you look at the rookie quarterback situation, that is legitimate, like the real story here, whether it's the Bears or it's the Niners. Which one stands out the most that you think we're going to be talking about during the regular season, not just we overhype the preseason?
I mean, I think both those situations are going to be talked about a lot, Dan. And, you know, it's getting harder and harder for a coach like Matt Nagy or Kyle Shanahan to try to do the right thing for a rookie quarterback picked in the first half of the first round. You know, it's, you know, the other day I thought that, you know, in Chicago, it just was an exclamation point on how, and again, this is an exaggeration, okay, but how it's almost like Mob Rule is trying to pick the quarterback, you know, in Chicago. And it doesn't matter if Justin Fields is ready. I have no idea if he's ready or not. No one knows. But, you know, damn it, we picked the guy 10th or 11th overall, whatever it was, and damn it, he's going to play. We picked, we traded three ones to go get Trey Lance. Damn it, in San Francisco, you know, he should play instead of Garoppolo. I mean, it's like I wrote last week, all you have to do is look at all the guys who didn't play or barely played as rookies. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees, Carson Palmer. I mean, all you have to do is look at all those guys and say, man, isn't the idea to get a quarterback for the next 15 years, not to rush him in, maybe before he's ready? Look, it's possible that Patrick Mahomes would have played great as a rookie. But, you know, Alex Smith quarterbacked him to the playoffs, probably his best year in the NFL. And so, you know, and now Andy Reid looks like a genius. I just would say to fans, we just relax. You know, a guy doesn't have to play this year. He doesn't have to do what is best for a player long term. I'm not saying you absolutely should sit him. I'm just saying that it's ridiculous that, you know, that people in the second preseason game are booing the crap out of Andy Dalton. I mean, come on, just stop.
Yeah, I'm wondering, but it's like the Jets. The Jets had a great weekend. Not many teams go, we had a great weekend, and it's August. The Jets are desperate for anything. And Zach Wilson throwing a couple of touchdown passes, that's a great weekend for them. But it feels like their philosophy is, we drafted you, we're playing you. There's no reason to have you ease your way into the lineup. What is your philosophy on that, that playing a rookie quarterback or letting him kind of ease into the lineup?
Well, if the Jets had Andy Dalton or Jimmy Garoppolo, I doubt that Zach Wilson would be the absolute no-doubt starter. Look at the backups for the Jets. James Morgan, Mike White, Josh Johnson. Those guys are not household names in their own household. And so, look, I think Joe Douglas is a really good general manager. I like him. And I think he's doing a good job building up this team. But I think it's a terrible mistake to not have a backup quarterback, you know, who's a veteran. And I'm sure that they made a call about Nick Foles. I mean, Nick Foles is going to languish as the number three in Chicago unless somebody makes an offer that Ryan Pace thinks is good enough, you know, that he would take. But again, it's a totally different situation. Who else is going to play? You're going to trot out last year's fourth round pick, James Morgan, to start the opener and to go into Carolina and play. And that's why it's almost been preordained from day one that Zach Wilson was going to play.
Yeah, I just worry the rookie quarterback gets into bad habits, or, you know, Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts. Like, you get into a situation where David Carr is the quarterback that always comes to mind. I don't think any quarterback in his first 3 years got sacked more than David Carr did. And I think that your confidence level gets shot. You get into bad habits there. That would be my concern with Zach Wilson. The expectation level is higher than on any other quarterback. Even Trevor Lawrence. Like, you know, it's New York. It's the Jets. They expect greatness out of there. And that's why I thought, can you get Nick Foles? What's he going to cost you if you get him?
Yeah.
Or Andy Dalton? You know, maybe that's the route that they take. Out of this group of quarterbacks, which one plays in a playoff game first?
Trey Lance, just because he's, in my opinion, of all the rookie quarterbacks who are going to play fairly early, whether it be year one or two, Trey Lance is on the best team.
Yeah.
The Niners got, and again, look, time will tell. If Trey Lance is good, trading two future ones for him plus using that pick on him, that's a huge investment. But I think they can afford to do that because of guys like Fred Warner and Bosa and a good receiving core. I just think right now they are built to rise with a young quarterback, to maybe take some aches and pains with them. But they're a really, really good team. I think they're a easily a top 10 team in the league right now. And so I always look for what quarterback goes to the best team, and he did.
He's Peter King, Football Morning in America. The column is out now, and you spent some time with Tom Brady. Brady has talked about he's going to know if he's not playing at a certain level, then it's time to retire. But is he going to know, or will somebody tell him that he's not playing at the level that he needs to or should be?
I mean, you never know about something like that. I didn't cover Wayne Gretzky or Michael Jordan, so I don't know what happened at the end with them. But the fact is, you know, as I said today, you know, Brady is 1,593 days older than the next oldest player in football. And last year, he threw for more touchdowns than Patrick Mahomes, more yards than Aaron Rodgers, and he won the Super Bowl by 22 points. So, I mean, that's why, in my opinion, you talk to him. I talked to him. He didn't say anything. Yeah, I'm playing X number more years. He's smart. He's just taking it year to year, and he says, I'll know. So who knows whether it's him or whether it's Tampa or some other team that tells him that's it. I think he's on his last team, but I don't know that. I don't see how anybody can know that right now.
What did you come away from your conversation with Urban Meyer? If I'm a Jags fan, how confident should I feel?
You know, I think what Urban Meyer is trying to do, he stood in front of his team, Dan, at the start of the season. He said, listen, you can call me 24/7. I'm here to help you. Your coaches are here to help you. And one day, Josh Allen, the pass rusher, called him from a hospital after just having a baby and said, they're telling us that my wife has to take this certain formula. All we want to do is breastfeed the baby. Baby had some jaundice. Hospital said you need to have this formula, whatever it was. So he didn't know who to call. He called Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer fixed it. And I wrote about that this morning, and the moral of the story is Urban Meyer feels like he needs – to be there for his players as people so that during games, they'll be there for him and for the franchise and play without reservation, all play, you know, all for one, one for all, that kind of stuff. So he's doing his best to try to build the family aspect of it. But Dan, you know, and I know that how can you tell if a guy is going to be able to take all the losing that you're going to have to take in the preseason? Already one of his veterans had to come up to him after the first game, take him by the shoulders, kind of gently shake him and say, hey, coach, it's an effing preseason game. And so anyway, I guess my whole point about this is, you know, it's August 23rd, and I don't know how he's going to take losing. He says he's going to be okay. He's talked to Jimmy Johnson about what 1-15 felt like. So he understands that that's going to happen. But I think he is trying his best to build a roster of players and coaches who care for each other so that when times get tough, and they will, they're not going to splinter.
When do you make your Super Bowl pick?
I don't know, a couple of weeks. I don't know. It's, how do you not pick Kansas City and Tampa? I don't know. It's a very lazy pick, but I don't know, Dan. You know, they both look pretty good. And, you know, the Bills look good too, so you never know. But
I think Peter just froze up.
He was just about to drop his.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah, you froze up for a second.
We don't know. We don't know what is going to happen with COVID. So that some team is going to get kind of screwed by COVID at some point this year. So I think it makes it especially difficult to pick, because how do you know what that team is? You know, like a Southern team like Tampa, Bruce Arians said, we're being really, really careful. They've already had multiple people. I've heard it's more than five in their organization test positive after being vaccinated. So, I mean, we're in totally uncharted territory, especially for teams like in Florida, in Texas, in the South. So those are things that we just can't know right now.
I want to leave you with this. The new trying to police taunting here in the NFL. And I'm wondering, let's say a last second, Hail Mary, and somebody knocks the ball down. And then they taunt after the clock is wound down, zeros up there. So it's after the fact. Can you call a penalty for taunting after a game is over? And you give the offense one more play?
It's a great question. And I think the answer is yes, because they'd obviously call it like a continuation play. But that's, we at NBC are going to have our session with the NFL and with the officials here coming up soon. I'm going to ask that question. I think it's a really interesting question. But the whole taunting thing, I really don't view it as anything that was anything like a crisis or a huge problem in the league. I don't get the point of emphasis about it. It feels like they're trying to make a very, very emotional game totally even keel. That's a hard thing to do.
Who brought this up? Like, where was the outcry?
I don't even know. I don't know. I was surprised when I read about it. I hadn't heard about it. I don't know. And I think the NFL's got to be careful, Dan, because it's already the no fun league. And I just think that if you're trying to fix something that truly may not be broken, I don't understand why that is.
Pete, great to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, hey, thank you, Dan. Take care.
That's Peter King, Football Mornings in America. That column is out now. Now, let's say there's a Hail Mary, the throw that Kyler Murray had with DeAndre Hopkins last year. And let's say a defender makes a great play instead of Hopkins making the catch. And then, time is expired. Can you call a penalty if you're taunting that person? A defender is taunting DeAndre Hopkins. Then what happens? Can the game end on a defensive penalty? Well, it can't, but the game has ended, and then there's a defensive penalty. It's not like you can go, next time you guys get together, it's 10 yards. Okay. You get to kick off from, the other team's 20-yard line. Like, I don't know how you enforce this. But that is something that can happen if you have a game that ends and then somebody gets excited and starts taunting somebody. Can you throw a penalty? Yeah, Paul.
Or would that game be over when the ball hits the ground so the penalty wouldn't matter? I don't know how it would work. Like, I think the Eagles Super Bowl, didn't Gronk have a Hail Mary that they were all hanging over him and nobody called anything? But if 2 seconds later someone would have stood over Gronk and said, whatever, a flag could have gone down.
Yeah, but what happened to the Cleveland Browns linebacker, last name Rudd? Didn't he take off his helmet to celebrate after the win? And wasn't there a penalty that was called on that play?
Dwayne Rudd, yeah. He took off his helmet and threw it in the air in celebration of the apparent Browns victory. I'm not sure what happened after that. You definitely have the right guy.
Did they lose that game? For some reason, I thought that it cost them a game.
The Chiefs, yeah. It wasn't the last play of the game. The Chiefs got to one last untimed play. The ball was moved to the 13-yard line, half the distance. Chiefs kicker Morton Anderson booted a 30-yard field goal to win the game 40-39.
Okay.
So the Chiefs won the game because Dwayne Rudd took his helmet off after the game was over.
So the game was over, and then he celebrated, and then they put time back up or untimed play. And
well,
then
the ball was still being those lateral stuff. The laterals were going on.
Yeah.
Rudd didn't see the play, and believing he had sacked Trent Green, that's how long ago this was, to end the game, Rudd took his helmet off and threw it in the air in celebration. The laterals were technically still going on. So, yes, the game was still alive.
Okay.
That may change it.
Yeah.
We're sending the NFL a note, though.
Okay. Yeah, McLovin.
I can't believe we gave Peter's going to seal our question now and ask the officials.
Well,
we have to get to it first.
Yeah, but the audience knows that we came up with that. I mean, if Peter gets extra credit because he brings it up in the NBC meeting, that's okay. We give. We share. We even give credit to people. Like, that's unheard of in this business. We actually give credit to somebody who does their job. Not, I'm hearing. I was just thinking. Nothing wrong with that. People do some really hard work. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, best and worst of the weekend, we'll give you some phone calls. We got our play of the day, and we'll settle on our poll question as well. All of that coming up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
The 1-1. Fly ball right center. Deep. Got a chance! 500! Miguel Cabrera has done it! There have been more than 20,000 players in Major League history. Miguel Cabrera has become the 28th to hit 500 home runs.
Courtesy of Tigers Radio Network, Miggy, as they call him, 28th major leaguer to hit 500 home runs, the first Venezuelan-born player to reach that milestone. And less than 100 hits away from 3,000 for his Hall of Fame career. Play of the Day. Play of the Day is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle. MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. McLovin, what's the poll question we're going to go with?
Okay, we put up, which rookie QB would you pay to play a full preseason? Would you pay to see play a full preseason game? Trevor Lawrence is winning over both Trey Lance and Justin Fields.
Okay.
Why? You had me sold on Lance in the first segment.
Well, Trey Lance, there's a curiosity there. What can he do with a really good team? Because Trevor Lawrence is going to quarterback a team that, do they have 5 wins this year, 6 wins this year? Zach Wilson, do they have 6 wins? Do they have 7 wins this year? Trey Lance could quarterback a team that's playing in February. Justin Fields is not going to be playing on a team that, and maybe they make the playoffs. Mac Jones would be the other quarterback that, if I could see him play with Bill Belichick as his head coach, there'd be a real curiosity there. But Trey Lance, that's different because of the way he plays and what he can do to the playbook for the 49ers. There are very few quarterbacks like that, that they have that ability to beat you with their legs, but also he's a very good pocket passer by all accounts. Mac Jones is a very good pocket passer. And to me, he would give the Patriots something that's more sustainable, more consistent. I don't know what I get with Cam. Love watching him, but I'm just not sure from game to game. Mac Jones, if he is who we think he is, that would be the guy that you look at and you go, I know that we can be that kind of offense. But that's also the beauty of what you get with Cam Newton is he makes the defense, you know, they got to respect the run and occasionally, you know, his arm there. But I would say Trey Lance and Mac Jones are the ones I'm most curious about because they appear to be on the better teams. Yeah, Paul.
And Trey Lance is still such a mystery. He hasn't played in a real college football game in 20 months, December of 2019. And even when he did play the 2019 season, the great season he had for North Dakota State, how many of those games were televised? You could find them on ESPN3 or something like that. He is probably the least watched quarterback ever to come in the league.
What else? So we'll go with that one, McLovin?
Yeah, we'll put that one up.
Okay.
And the other question is, you know, who has the most likely chance to make the playoffs? It sounds like Trey Lance would be your guy for that question.
Well, they're the best team, and he's probably going to play. Even if he doesn't start, he'll be brought in. And that they'll mix him up with Jimmy Garoppolo. It certainly feels that way. The Saints situation is interesting because now Jameis Winston gets the start, and can he solidify the starting role with the Saints? That'll be something that will be coming up and keeping an eye on because I think Jameis Winston is more of a starting quarterback. Taysom Hill is more of a curiosity for the defense that you got to respect, you know, his legs certainly. But I'd love to be able to incorporate him in the offense with Jameis Winston. You're not going to do the other way around where it's Taysom Hill and you bring in Jameis Winston occasionally. Yeah, McLovin.
I made a terrible mistake this morning. I came in and asked Todd how the Broncos look this weekend, and oh, was he bragging.
Well, you talk about it getting overly excited about what you see in the preseason. And
all right, you got 20 seconds.
Okay, Denver, I think, has outscored their opponents like 63-6. They destroyed the Vikings in Minnesota, then they went on to destroy the Seahawks in Seattle, for whatever it's worth. I think the Broncos website even got so excited that they showed a picture of both of them and said, we could win with either of these guys, and they show Locke and Bridgewater.
But the Broncos make the playoffs?
The Broncos make the playoffs. I think because of the division they're in, they're going to probably just miss the playoffs. Okay. I don't think it's going to be a 5-12 disaster or something like that. I think they're going to inch better than what they were, but I'd be surprised if they're a postseason team.
Okay. Do you realize that they probably made another mistake in the quarterback they drafted in Drew Lock? That John Elway made another mistake in drafting one of the great quarterbacks of all time. Can't get it right.
He hasn't. Well, Locke hasn't done enough for them to have not gone after Bridgewater or someone else to challenge him. So they're kind of stuck in the middle. But they both supposedly have had some good moments. And from what I've watched, you know,
that wasn't meant. That was just a thought that I had. I didn't want to respond. It's not a follow up. You had 20 seconds.
No, that's a fair statement. It's surprising that that's taken this long to replace Peyton.
Okay, you're good. Yeah, John Elway can't get it right. But Drew Locke. They might have whiffed on Drew Locke here. There are a lot of people who had these great expectations. Great arm. Drew Locke. Teddy Bridgewater is probably going to start for that team. All right. Get some phone calls in here. Best and worst of the weekend. AJ in Ohio. AJ, what do you have for me today?
Good morning, Dan Dennett, 1215 Club and Chat Row.
Thank you, AJ.
All right. I got... Best of this weekend, Reds sweeping the Marlins, and now in second place all by themselves in the NL wild card, a game over the Padres. Best of last weekend, seeing my Reds taking 2 of 3 over McLovin's Phillies in Philadelphia. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you, AJ. By the way, Joey Votto is a legit MVP candidate. I mean, not thanks to us, even though that might have helped him a little bit. Yeah, McLovin.
No, we kickstarted this Joey Votto MVP thing. He's been unstoppable since that interview.
He was great. That was one of those where you go, this guy, you don't even have to be a Reds fan, baseball fan. He was just a great interview. And he's putting up numbers for a team that might make the playoffs. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. Best and worst of the weekend.
Dan, I have a best. By the way, it's great to have you back. I have a best and a question for you. My best happened 2 weekends ago, but I've been waiting to share this with you. It's from Marvin, who had the funniest line since you were gone. He said in the 1215 podcast that the two most inspirational people in the history of the world are Martin Luther King and Todd Fritz's wife. I thought that was a great line. But here's my question. It comes from the same podcast, and this is an exact quote from Dylan. And my question to you is, do you agree with what Dylan said? He said in this podcast, I will say to Todd's credit that he handles the flack that he gets on the show better than the other three do. So who's the most sensitive, Dan?
Thank you, Doug. I did listen to the podcast with Fritzy's wife, and you can't help but love Jen Fritz. The revelation was she went to a psychic, and this is before they had kids, before they got married, I think. And the psychic said to Fritzy's wife, she will have 3 children, but birth only 2. They have 2 children, and they have Todd.
No twins involved.
Nope. Psychic plus 1. Winner. Yeah, Paul.
I heard rumblings of a revelation from the interview. Remember when Todd had Derek Jeter call his future wife and ask her out on his behalf? They had never met yet.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Todd?
Yeah.
That is correct. It wasn't to ask her out. I know she was a big Yankee fan, in particular Jeter, and I had booked Derek Jeter on a show called Up Close in L.A. years ago, so I did something very unprofessional, which I've been known to do every once in a while, and asked Derek Jeter if he wouldn't mind saying hi to a good friend of mine, someone, Jen, obviously, that I hadn't even gone out with yet, that I was going to probably see at some point over the holidays.
You met her?
I had not. I knew of her. I may have met her once briefly, like at some school event, but there was no date or anything like that. And sight unseen, he agreed to say hi to her. And we ended up dating a couple of months later, like around Thanksgiving, Christmas time. And there you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Yeah. 1215 podcast every Friday with the Backroom Guys.
That's very good questions. Very poignant questions.
Thank you, Todd. Whose wife is next on the 1215 podcast? All right. Got some college football news coming up. Hour one, summer's coming to an end. That means football's right around the corner, and you got to make sure the kids get ready to go to school. I did not know this. Sleep is so important for your kids. Now, I knew that. School-aged children need at least 10 hours to be ready to learn the next day. I didn't know that. Maybe that's why I didn't get good grades. Maybe, maybe not. It's a great time to discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Right now, the biggest sale of the year. All the beds are on sale. Save 50% on the brand new limited edition Smart Bed Plus Special Financing. purchasing. And for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Go in and ask. That's all you need to do. Just ask, what makes this bed so special? Why does Dan Patrick keep talking about this bed? Ask about what the Sleep Number is. Ask about that Sleep IQ technology. And ask about the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.